play-by-play voice of the Clemson Tigers, Pete Yannity, joins us now. And Pete, when I watch Sammy Watkins, the acceleration, the ability to catch the football and get to top speed is unparalleled, like nothing I've ever seen before. Is that, in your mind, the biggest strength of Sammy Watkins as he heads into this draft?
Yeah, it really is. He's one of those 0 to 60 guys in a second. Just explodes. Really did a good job with yards after the catch, too, as his career progressed. But certainly a player who he's got all the tools. He's being talked about as a top 10 pick. Maybe with the combine work and today, he's gotten into the conversation of not only one of the first five, maybe one of the first three or four.
Now, Pete, talk about what he actually did during this pro day, because he ran a really good 40 time at the combine, so that wasn't necessarily a priority for him. So break down some of the things that the NFL scouts got to see from him.
He sat on his combine 40 time, but he did all the football related things. He really didn't do much else except for the football related stuff, catching the ball, showing them what he could do in that respect. Made some really nice catches. Sammy just looked like Sammy. Not only is he a guy who can explode, but he really has a nice ability to cut, to change directions. And I think the guy that maybe didn't get as much credit in college as he probably should have, as somebody who was able to get himself open, not just run a good pattern, but also find a way to make sure he was in a place where he could catch the ball.
In this workout, one of the things that you've heard is, he's caught so many of his passes were screen passes. Almost 60% of his catches were screens. Did he get to show off running more of an NFL route tree, and how did he look on the pro day on those NFL-style routes?
Quite a few of those. Quite a few down and in, down and out, able to show the ability, again, to make that good cut. Did a lot of that. He was a guy who was perfect for the kind of tunnel screen play that they run a lot in the Clemson offense. I know you see that a little bit, but with kind of a different philosophy in the NFL. But he's a guy who can also be a downfield guy. And keep in mind, I think he's probably the only player in the country to have two receptions this year for touchdowns of 95 yards or more.
I know Sammy Watkins has spoken about it in the past, but how about putting Sammy Watkins opposite Josh Gordon here in Cleveland?
I saw a lot of physical development in Sammy Watkins these past 2 years. He looked like he grew an inch or two, it seemed. He just seemed bigger and kind of had more of a presence about him physically this year than his previous 2 years. But you'd be fine to take him. He's kind of the piece that a team that eventually can get it going and is winning, that's the kind of piece you need, because he's an elite talent. And it's playmakers like that every team has, no matter. You can say all you want about the Seattle Seahawks, now they're a defense-oriented team. They've got Sammy Watkins-caliber playmakers on their offense as well, and you have to have that component, too.